Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Reloading for 2012.
The next step.
It's the start of the next round.
In 2012.
Be back next year, I'm sure.
2012.
What happens next?
We're already 4 days into this year, for heaven's sakes. After a strenuous week of hosting here on The Takeaway, Todd Zwillick, we're going to recast as a pundit this morning, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, John.
So as part of our flash forward series, as we look ahead to this election, it seems to me that as we take a look at the numbers, the inconclusive numbers, but interesting numbers out of the Iowa caucuses.
What a race.
And note the fact that Democrats showed up and caucused for one Barack Obama
in pretty big numbers, too.
Big numbers. What does Barack Obama run on based on these results and based on the trends that you're seeing 4 days into this new year, 2012?
Well, I don't know that these results, particularly in Iowa, changes the president's strategy because the president is still running against Mitt Romney. However, let's
just say the results do suggest to the president he doesn't have to change.
That's absolutely correct. And look, Mitt Romney goes around saying that this election isn't about me or President Obama. It's about the soul of the country. And Mitt Romney is absolutely right. And I think there are some big, big, big issues that are going to be at stake in the election. But when you look at Iowa, Mitt Romney right now is running for the soul of the Republican Party. Look, one of Barack Obama's strategies among many is to tie the popular notion, the establishment notion of a Republican, take Mitt Romney John Boehner, Bob Dole, John McCain, the Republicans you're used to before the Tea Party mini revolution, right? That kind of Republican, the Republican that can reach the independents, that can reach the middle, tie them, shackle them so much to the Tea Party and the arch conservatives that they won't be able to win the middle. That's
the gridlock folks, the zealots,
the Palins, the gridlock folks,
right.
the we fight at all costs, tear the house down. That stuff is not popular with the public when they're looking for the house to be rebuilt, which is what the country wants.
Although that's about Washington getting things done in Washington,
yes,
it's got to be bigger than that.
It is, and I'll tell you why. Look at the results in Iowa. Virtual tie between Romney and Santorum, meaning at least in Iowa, which is only one little example, that argument is not settled. Romney cannot unshackle himself from the very people that the president wants to shackle him to. You have the social conservative, the arch conservative Rick Santorum, neck and neck, ankle to ankle, if you want, with Mitt Romney. Now,
although there are inconclusive results out of Iowa every 4 years, the big idea for Barack Obama has to be what, and is going to be what, in your view, Todd Zwillick?
I think that both sides are running on the big idea. When Mitt Romney says it's for the soul of the country, the president says it in another way. He said it back in June at GW University at a speech that I was at, which is the exact same theme from a different perspective. The fundamental values of what America is all about. This election, every politician says this is a great big election about the future of the country. They always say that because they want you to be motivated. In this case, it's absolutely true.
Why is that the case? I mean, what is the issue that says America's identity is on the line in 2012?
We're talking about the fundamental social contract that this country has lived under in some ways since the 20s, since World War I, since the reordering of labor and since the reordering of the economy and after the recession.
The idea that government is there to help out classes that can't help themselves, the middle class, perhaps the poor. It's to enforce racial identity and racial equality. The social contract is the government acting in ways that benefit individuals who can't act powerfully for themselves.
The fundamental relationship between the poor and the middle class to their government, the government as an agent of redistribution, which is a dirty word, but let's face it, that's one of the
Obama
things.
Obama socialism.
It's one of the things that government does. We have progressivity in the tax code for a reason, because as a society, we have accepted that there's a certain amount of redistribution function in our government. The rich pay more in taxes. The poor get more in benefits, ostensibly. And so we're talking about the fundamental relationship between the middle class and their government and the fundamental redistributionalist function through taxes.
Right,
and
both
of those things are at stake here for the winner, very much so.
How does Obama articulate that either that's going away or that he's restoring something that represents those values?
Well, he's already started. He started on policy grounds and he's done it rhetorically. First, rhetorically, you hear him talking about fundamental fairness. You hear him talking about shared sacrifice. You hear him talking about something he did not talk about before the Occupy movement, which is income equality or inequality.
So millionaire's tax is about shared sacrifice.
Absolutely.
Obamacare is about social contract.
Absolutely.
And the question of
Bush tax cuts
is about, right,
which are expiring on December 31st, and to the winner will go the spoils largely in this election. They are very much fighting for that. Those have to expire December 31st. Congress will have to find a solution in the lame duck session. This is not going to happen before the election, by the way. This is what they're going to run on. We're talking about Medicare, Social Security, the fundamental safety net that Americans have enjoyed either since the 60s or further back in the case of Social Security, and the Bush tax cuts. That's what they're fighting over.
All right, so looking forward then during this year, as each one of these milestones, Bush tax cuts, legislative issues, we're even going to have a question before the Supreme Court of the health care bill at some time during the campaign. As each one of these comes up, look for the Obama White House to frame it in terms of the market doesn't work. Government is here for you. We support that position. Elect us.
I think that's part of it. I think the president articulated back in June a slightly different vision, which is, look, we have a relationship between the middle class, the government, and the wealthy that we've all sort of believed in. We all believe in achievement. We all believe in meritocracy. But we don't want to, now that the economy has crashed in effect and we're going to rebuild it, let's not rebuild in a new vision that fundamentally reorders what we've all accepted is fairness in American society, progressivity, and a safety net that lets you rely on the fact that you're not going to be without health care and you're not going to be impoverished in old age.
But isn't there a downside? I mean, if you're running on the Johnson Great Society program in 2012, isn't that an invitation for the Republicans to say, get out of the way, let the market, let the stimulus of the market and low taxes give us all jobs?
Of course it is. And that's precisely one of the arguments that Mitt Romney is making, or whatever Republican does get nominated, and they'll make it to great effect. It's sort of like, if you'll pardon the analogy, it's a little bit like Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, which devastated parts of the city. But when the sun rose the next day, people said, well, silver lining, at least we have the chance. You know, this hospital was always a mess. Now we have the chance to rebuild it in the way we always wanted.
Although
to.
The Katrina analogy is terrifying in the sense there was no political beneficiary of the turnaround of Katrina. There was political turmoil in Louisiana. People pulled together in New Orleans, but they did it on their own. They didn't necessarily do it with the mayor. They didn't necessarily do it with the governor of Louisiana. And so Obama can stand at the center of the storm, but he may get swept away.
There's risk and opportunity in this, and there's plenty of opportunity to rebuild. And I think what both sides are running, and why I think this is, even though you always hear the rhetoric, such an important election, is because both sides are running on the opportunity to, where do we go now that we're going to be rising out of this devastated economy? And the Republican argument of, look, get the heavy hand of government out of the way.
Right.
Let's grow business. Let's make it easier for people to hire.
Right.
Look, you don't want a government check. You want a job.
Right.
That's Mitt Romney's pitch. And he's going to make it to great effect to many, many people in the middle, certainly people on the right. To many, many people in the middle will respond to that.
All right. Well, then, before we go, is this a reframing of the get government out of the economy argument that we've been having since the Reagan years? Is this a fundamental reframing of it, or is it the same argument? It's just the land has shifted underneath, and all of a sudden, some issues that maybe didn't stick before are going to stick this time.
On the Republican side, I don't detect a whole lot brand new in their approach. They say there's nothing new under the sun. You would expect an election like this after a devastated economy when the deck is cleared and there's a chance to rebuild. I don't know that I necessarily detect anything brand new philosophically from Republicans, except they have a cudgel in Barack Obama, that they have a lot of motivation on their right to get him out. And they have a philosophical opportunity when they feel the economy is being reordered, the social contracts being reordered. Yes, we can have Medicare, but we can make it more efficient, smaller, that it doesn't lard down government with cost.
And they've got a 10%, 9-10% unemployment rate that'll be bouncing around through the summer. If those trends go down, it's benefiting Obama, but it's hard to run on your record with unemployment near 9%.
You will also hear the rhetoric, the very simple rhetoric, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? That's checkmark Romney. I'm saying Romney. I don't know that he's the nominee. Pardon me. That's checkmark Republican. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Checkmark Barack Obama potentially. we all believe in the social contract in this country. Let's not rip the tablecloth off the table and think that we have to set a whole new table. Let's just put everything back in its place and grow in a way that we all accept is fair.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? We'll pose that question as Todd Zwillick did. We'd love your answer. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Thoughts from Todd Zwillick. Great job hosting this week, and definitely things to think about in 2012. Thanks, Todd.
Great to have you back, John.
All this show, we're talking about the last night's First in the Nation caucus in Iowa. We asked you yesterday which GOP candidate do you hope wins and which do you want to leave the race. Hal in Oklahoma writes, I'm going to vote for Ron Paul. Why? Our political and financial establishment's policies are doing something terribly wrong to our middle class. But a listener in New York says, I hope it's a tie and then they all agree to start over in 2015. Give us your take, 877-8-MY-TAKE or post it at our website, thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.